I've got, I actually wrote notes. This is the first, podcast, 38 episodes, first podcast I've ever drawn notes for.
Hey, you're, that's a new rule. That's like a new thing, right?
Yeah. Every 38 episodes. So, you know, 76 will be the next time I draw notes. Hey guys, Roxy Roller here with episode 38 of the One of Us community podcast. Just a little note, this is a monthly community update, the same kind of episodes I've been doing with Whiskey for the past few months. Unfortunately, Whiskey couldn't make it this time, so Emperor Pebble Stream jumped in. We ended up doing this live on both Mixer and Twitch, which was really cool. But we tried out a new format. So the new format is to kind of go through some stream team news, some community news, upcoming events, and some industry news, then have some sort of a short discussion. This month's discussion was on Ninja's move to Mixer, as well as the new Mixer verification system, and some other of the conversations surrounding that. And then we wanted to highlight a whole bunch of community achievements from the achievements channel, and then obviously our normal Discord questions. So I'd love to hear everybody's thoughts and opinions on what they like and don't like about this new format. So if you can, leave a comment on the podcast in Discord, shoot me a DM here or on Twitter, and let me know what you think. And if this is what people like, this is the way we'll keep doing these going forward. So without further ado, here is myself and Emperor Palpestream with episode 38 of the One of Us community podcast. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 38 of the One of Us community podcast. As we've been doing now, once a month, we've been doing Whiskey on the Rocks, but Whiskey hates me this weekend and ditched me. So Emperor Palpestream is joining me for our monthly kind of community update episode. So Palp, thanks for filling in. How you doing, bud?
Fantastic. How are you?
I waited until you took a big sip of your drink to ask that.
I knew you were timing it. It was good.
I know.
It was good timing.
I know. I appreciate you filling in tonight.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate you asking me.
Smack dab in the middle of your stream schedule, obviously.
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
So, what have you been up to these days? Because I haven't had you on here in probably 2 months, I think.
IRL life is taking over. I mean, I got the new son.
That's true.
Promotions at work, so you know IRL is really, really taking my life for a spin.
How's the new baby and mama doing?
They're doing great. You know, sleepless nights. He's a chubby one, man. He's got some thunder thighs, let me tell you.
You're back at that stage where like they're awesome and they sleep a lot. They just don't sleep when you want them to.
Absolutely, 100%. It doesn't help that the older sister doesn't want to sleep either. So you know.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. So they always say that the second one's supposed to be easier to teach them, like walking and crawling and all that shit, because they watch the older sibling do it and they learn quicker that way. But then I think you get the flip side of they also teach them how to like not sleep.
I 100%. Oh, I think what we're running into right now is we get him down for a nap and then she wants to be loud and rambunctious. And wakes him up from that nap. And we're like, yeah. Oh, why don't you understand? You're a child. It is what it is. How are you, though? How are you? How have you been?
How's busy, life, man.
On your end?
Busy.
Yep. Dude, you got a whole new setup over there. It's looking sexy as hell.
Dude, the basement remodel's done. We have like a finished basement. I've got the new stream den down here. I think I posted some pictures in Discord yesterday. And I'm really, really happy with the way it turned out.
Oh, it's great. I love it, man. I think it looks fantastic.
So I got a little bit more to do, like just like decorations type of stuff. So like I got like all the Destiny stuff posted. I got the deck that the Skater XL devs had sent me. I got that hung up on the board.
Hell yeah.
But like the ducks gotta go up and a couple other things and then we'll be good. But now that I think I'm happy with like where the PCs and everything are.
I got a whole bunch of wire tracks to like hide all the wires and stuff, so I'm gonna put those in hopefully this weekend.
Wire management's a bitch.
You're telling me, man. Dude, this was like, you want to talk about anxiety. I had a stream set up that I was like, that worked, right? And now here's like, so here's the issue. Like the last time I did this, it wasn't a big deal. But the issue is now is that like I have these tent poles in the week, right? I have to record a podcast and I have to edit a podcast, right? And those things can't move. So I have to disconnect everything, reconnect everything, and get it working within like those two like tent poles. So within like Friday and Sunday. And so like I think last week when we recorded Nostalogic's podcast, I had everything set up like 5 minutes before we started recording. And somehow it worked and went off without a hitch.
Hey, that's good though. I mean, cross your fingers on that shit. Dude, that's fucking right? Awesome.
I should have bought a fucking lottery ticket is what I should have done.
We're going to Vegas. Let's go.
But so what you been you still what games you playing these days?
I'm all over the place right now, man. A lot of time in No Man's Sky. Played Destiny tonight, which was good. It felt good to get into that community grind. I hadn't touched it, and then I saw the numbers. Like things getting completed, and I was like, "Oh shit, I better start this back up."
Yeah, at least go do your Nightfall, right?
Yeah, I still gotta get the Nightfall done. I need that banner.
Yeah, the new album looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, all over the place, dude. Love it.
I haven't played since the update.
It's so good. It's so good. It's one of those games though. That, like, if you like that grindy, like, well, here's the two things you really got. Like, No Man's Sky is if you love space. And you love, like, just mindless grinding, perfect game. I mean, you can literally just jump from system to system and have a good time. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
It seems like a really good game to, like, zone out to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on that level of Minecraft. And all people say, don't compare it to Minecraft. I'm like, it's the same. It's the same thing. Yeah. All right, you're just in space. That's all it is.
So like my issue is like I find those games relaxing and fun. But I'm fucking terrible at streaming them. Because that's like when I play them, like that's what I want to do. Like I want to just zone out, right? And just like not pay attention to anything, including chat.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It like I realized so Stream Loots, you know about Stream Loots. You were the one that introduced us to it.
I've heard about them sometime.
just a little bit. It's like I love these cards and I love doing all the stuff in them, but like when I'm playing like No Man's Sky and somebody uses a Stream Loots card, I'm like, this is gonna take me away from fucking mining my materials. Like come on.
You love the community interaction that you get from Stream Loots, but at the same time you're like, damn, it fucking my game up.
I just wanna get this done.
Right.
I have to do this.
Like we were playing Destiny one night, and like I was on fire. It was just one of those nights where like everything clicked. And
hell yeah, love those nights.
I was doing well, and then somebody, I think it was either R2 or Dens played like a play with a controller card, and so then all of a sudden like I had to play like three games with a controller, and just went off the rails from there. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch.
But, you know, it's still like that. I think that's what I love about Stream Loots, though, is it keeps like us on our toes at the same time as entertaining anybody that's watching. I don't know. It's one of those things. I had a
rare card, like an epic level card that was we had my mother-in-law every year for Christmas gets me these hot sauces. And she had got me some last year that was Ass Blaster hot sauce. And so I had a card that I would have to eat a spoonful of this Ass Blaster hot sauce, right? And of course, it doesn't come around when like I'm in a night stream, right? And I've got like a cup of water next to me. They hit it on like one of my nap time, like afternoon streams, where I'm drinking coffee, right? So somebody got—I can't remember who got it. Somebody got the card and dropped it. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, right? So I go out to the fridge and get this stuff called Ass Blaster. It's just literally the picture on the bottle is like it's a donkey with just fire coming out of its ass, right? And and so I pour like a spoonful of it, And I eat the whole spoonful, and like it is just like instant pain, and all I've got is like a warm cup of coffee. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It was the worst combination, because not only did I have to eat the hot sauce, but then it ruined my whole cup of coffee.
Coffee and hot sauce, those are two things that you both never love individually, but yeah, together, just never.
Listen, I put hot sauce on everything, but you got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same. Absolutely. Never put it in my coffee. However, I need to do it now that you've done it. I've got to try this. I need to try it out.
So, but yeah, you guys have been rocking out with the Streamlabs lately, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's been great. So, the whole One of Us team actually has it's like our first partnership as a One of Us group. Yeah, I don't know if that's even been, has that even been announced yet? Have we?
It has now.
Well, it is now. Ah, shit. Ah, damn.
That was, that was one of the items that I had in the show notes was that it was, so like, I guess we should preface this because this was like 10 minutes worth of just bullshitting with us so far.
Right.
But yeah, like, so as Whiskey and I started to do these on a regular basis, the idea was let's try to make this more of a community focused, like monthly wrap up episode. Give updates on the stream team, give updates on what's going on in the community. Right. You know, talk about highlighting some of the achievements that we had seen in like the achievements section. So I had a whole bunch, like I pulled the team earlier and said, hey, what kind of things should we be talking about? So we've got like a whole bunch of show notes. But yeah, that was one of the things was, you know, Streamloops has struck a deal with the One of Us stream team. And yeah, I believe you were the one that brokered that deal.
Yeah, so, and this is the crazy thing, and, you know, sometimes I have good luck in my life, and I guess this is one of them, but, like, you know, Streamloops was reaching out, and they reached out for partnership, and I was like, I don't know, like, this is not my bag normally, I don't, this, and then I started talking to this guy, my connection in Streamloops, Purr, really cool dude, and we just kept talking back and forth for, like, 2 to 3 weeks, and we were BSing about all sorts of different stuff, and, it got to the point where we got the partnership going and whatnot, and then I started talking to him about getting other people on the team onto Streamloops, and it ended with Obi trying to get Obi into it. He was getting pissed. I don't know if he was actually upset by any means. You know Obi, but like
I thought it ended with Obi. Like they found out that Obi was on the team, and they're like, nope, that's nope, it.
Not doing. I would assume it'd be Whiskey above anybody, but
true.
But no. So Obi had messaged them, and something got blocked or somehow whatever it was. Anyways, we got into connection, and then Per and I were talking, and he goes, "Why don't we offer you the whole One of Us stream team, the benefits of being partners?" And I was like, "This sounds fantastic. How do we do this?" Like, well, you just need to let me know who's on your stream team, and I'll get it all set up, and I'll manage it for them. They just have to make sure they have accounts, and once they have accounts and a deck set up, they can get the benefits of being partners. And I was like, this is amazing. Thank you so very much. So they've done it. I think the next step for all of us, though, and I've been talking to him, and I think this is more down the road, but having stream team actual stream loop decks where, like you can, and we've talked about this and whatnot, but like having a deck for the whole team where you can buy that deck, you can pull those cards, and those cards like have to affect everybody on the stream team in some way, shape, or form, or however it may be.
So like, and that was like, so my big thing is like, I used Streamloots. God, when did Division come out? I know it was like around the time that Division 2 and Anthem came out. So I think it was like March that I was using them. Because I remember Embers for All event, I was playing Division 2.
And I remember that, yeah. Yeah.
You know, at that time, I'm like, this is a really good system. Like, it's really good for interactivity. And like, I think there's a lot of places that it can go. And at that time, I was just thinking automation, right? Because like, I had cards that would like trigger a sale, like that chest would go half off. And I was like, hey, if you could automate this so that I don't have to go in each time and physically turn it down to 50% off and then remember to go back in 30 minutes and turn it back up, like that would be great. And, you know, they didn't have it at the time, but like now it seems like a lot of that stuff's coming along. I mean, I know Mix It Up Mix It Up integration is there, so that's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, I think sky's the limit for this thing.
They've done a lot of great stuff. They really have. And I mean, they've got a way for us to do team things that you can have different decks. But like, that would be on us to organize when those decks are active and what have you. If we're ever doing Cocos or any of this multi dot rare drop stuff.
So that was the thing. It was right around March, April that they added the additional collections, right? And it was it came at a perfect time for me because I was like, hey, I can make a deck for different events, right? And at that time, it was the Embers for All test was rolling out. I'm like, all right, here's the deal. I'm making a collection that's exclusive to the Embers for All test. The deck pack, I set like the chest cost at like $250, right? I didn't want anybody buying chests. But every 100 Embers that you donated during the Embers for All test would get you a chest, right? So unfortunately, it made it a logistical nightmare for me because every time somebody donated Embers, I was going in and trying to fucking send the chest out,
right?
But like that was something that you could do, that you could rally your community around like an event, because like there is that sort of collector portion, right, where you've got like this exclusive set that you want to collect all these cards,
right?
And the loot site does a really good job of saying, hey, these are the ones you've collected. These are the ones you don't have yet, you know.
And you just got to keep on getting them. I agree. And it's amazing for that community involvement, though. That's
I'm so glad that y'all are pumping that out.
Once again, Rock, you hit the nail on the head first, and it just took us, you know, like 6 months before all of us went.
I'm like the R&D team for the One of Us community, right? I find all this shit, I tell you about it. You're like, we don't want to do that. And then fucking 6 months later, you're like, you know what? There's this thing called Streamlits. We should try it out.
Hey, let's get partnered with Streamlits. All right.
Exactly.
Oh, shit's funny. It's good stuff. Guys, check out Streamlits, by the way. One of Us stream team. All of us have it. Get in there. Like, people like Whiskey have it. Think about it. Yeah, he's got that talk show he's doing. Think about that shit.
Whiskey with Streamlits is terrifying.
That scares the shit out of me in the most exciting of ways.
Yeah. It's going to be so good and so bad all at the same time. Another thing that I wanted to bring up, though, is like you've been kind of working on something snicky on the side with Hidden, have you?
So I don't know if you guys know, everyone in chat, if you know who Hidden is. If you don't, somebody shout him out in both of our chats if you can. Awesome dude. Like, really cool dude. He's local where I live. Like, him and I are buds now. We've become friends. And we're trying to, Stars is shouting out already. We're trying to set something up here for 10-12. 19. All right. I think we're just going to call it 10-12. I like that name for
10-12. Rings on my.
Yeah, 10-12 con. It rings on my tongue. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, it's a community meetup. We really want to. Let me backtrack a little bit. So I had the pleasure of meeting some of the One of Us community members here. iStars, one of them, Faded and Swiffer. Got to meet all them. Hidden's in there as well too. And we actually got to meet like face to face. Hung out at one of our local eatery taverns. I had a great time. Like, I loved it. Like, I never, like, for me, I'm very antisocial outside of like online. And I loved it. I love being able to meet Stars and be like, you do shit on the other side of my screen. And I love that I can like physically like give you a hug. It was great to meet Faded and Swiffer, who have been so supportive. And Hidden and I have or are trying to set something up for 10-12 for another community event. And this isn't just mixer based. This is like everybody based. One of us kind of heads it, but we want it to be everybody. We want a whole content creator wherever you're at. I don't care where you're creating content on, whether it's, you know, Mixer or Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. It doesn't matter. If you're out there on the internet and you're creating content and you're doing stuff for people, we want to meet. And, like, it's I don't know. It's still so very new, and it's very, very, very in works, even though it's coming up here in like a month and a half. We're probably going to meet at a bar somewhere.
I mean, and hang obviously. Out.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not? And hang out, have a good time, talk about things, just talk about life, talk about everything. Let you know that, like, the people you see playing video games on the other side of the screen are still people. Like, we're all just people.
Just as weird as you are.
Yeah, we're just as weird.
If not more.
Which is the nicest way to say we're just as fucked up as you. But that's what we want to do. So 10-12, guys, 10-12. There's going to be a con out here in Knoxville, Tennessee. If you got it in your means, mark your calendars, hit myself up, hit hidden up. And it's hiddenen. It's HIDDNEN. Hiddenen.
Hiddenen.
Hiddenen. Hiddenen. It's like, think about revving a dirt bike.
Maybe I can help with this hiddenen problem that we're having here. It's a silent N.
It's a, yeah. Yes, it is. It is. It's a hidden. Hidden.
The N is hidden, R2 says in chat.
R2 knows all about the silent. So yeah, 10-12. We're going to get that started up.
That's in Knoxville?
Knoxville, Tennessee, which is, I guess, Eastern, if that's what we want to call it. So Eastern United States.
Yeah. Middle of the East. Side?
Middle East? It's the long state. It's the only one that's really long.
Long. It is really long.
It is.
Like, you probably get from the north side to the south side of the state in like 20 minutes, but going east to west is like 8 hours.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's not about the girth, it's about the length, chat. All right?
Jesus. So there was also some updates on the Stream Team side. One of those being that Tuolator, the other Stream Team member that moved over to Twitch with me, he made Twitch affiliate in like record time.
Like weeks. It was like weeks, not wasn't even, it?
It was like it was like a week, under a week, like he had broken the requirements and gotten his email.
That's ridiculous. Which
is fucking amazing. And he just signed with some like entertainment org too.
What?
We were talking about it in the Vanguard table a while back because he wanted some of us to read through the contract. But yeah, he was working on getting hooked up with God. Now I see. I wrote notes. I didn't write all the notes.
Well, it was like pro gaming league or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. But he signed on like a contract for like 6 months or something as a content creator. But yeah, no, it's pretty good. Like, so they kind of promote him and support him, and he streams and represents like their deal. So he's killing it over here. He's been playing Siege. Obviously, and lately
Siege
he's been
freaking pro.
Yeah, and lately he's been addicted to Escape from Tarkov, so he's been playing that too.
Ooh, we got into some
I can't. Guys, just watching that game gives me fucking anxiety.
Dude, watching any type of BR gives me anxiety.
Yeah,
like I'm not that person. Guys, dude, Tuolator, that's nuts, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not the platform, chat. I love Mixer to death, don't get me wrong, but like, you do what you do and you go find what you love.
Yeah, it's all about community, right? Like, so yeah,
absolutely.
Like the big thing, like, this is what I've always said. Like, Tool came over, like Tool and I both moved over to Twitch, but like, we didn't start from scratch, right? Because so many of the One of Us community have followed us, you know, made accounts on Twitch just to come say hi, you know, give us a follow. Like, I see people like in my auto host list that have made accounts on Twitch and put me in their auto host list, even though they don't stream on Twitch, like they don't spend much time on Twitch. And like, that's incredible. And like, that is 100% the reason why Tool is able to come over here and make affiliate that quick. Because, you know, we come over and the community came with us. It was, it was amazing. And it was humbling.
It's absolutely amazing to see how much this community has grown just since I joined, I don't know, almost a year ago?
It's gotta be pretty close to that, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting really close to that. But like, how much this community has grown and expanded from Mixer to everywhere else. And it's, I don't know, it's such a humbling feeling just being a part of it.
I know. I haven't gotten the count lately. I don't know where we're at. Rob didn't put that in the newsletter this week or this month.
How dare you, Rob?
I know.
Guys, go DM Rob F's in chat.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go anymore.
But yeah, then the other piece was Obi's now full time.
Obi is full time.
And he locked up some sponsorship deals with True Gaming and Razer.
Yes, he has.
He's solid.
He's getting them going. He's got another one, too, with another server company. I don't know the name off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, he's a Nitrato partner.
Yeah, there it is.
Nitrato servers. Yeah, he's hosting an ARC server. He's killing it, man. Yeah.
He is absolutely killing it. Going full-time, going morning streams, night streams. Oof.
Yeah.
He's living the dream. Living the dream, man.
Yeah, exactly. Man's out there hustling. Did you see all the masks that he made for all the stream team?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
So as with every other time that somebody from the stream team has an ask of me, I forgot to take a picture and send it to him, right? And he kept bugging me and kept bugging me and kept bugging me. And like, I was trying to set up the stream room. So finally, I was down here, right? I was about to go to bed. I just pulled up my phone, just made a goofy face with my Destiny hat on and sent it to him. And he's like, well, I need it without the glasses. I'm like, what the fuck you mean you need it without the glasses? Like, what are you doing? Right? I'm like, you realize if I try to take a picture without my glasses on, like, I'm not going to be able to see what I'm taking a picture of. And so I sent it to him. He's like, that's perfect. And the next morning, I get these clips of him dancing around with fucking masks of all the stream team on. But they came out amazing.
Dude, they came out gorgeous. Like, and he said he only paid like $100 for him or something, which blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah. He's got all those weird hookups. I think he used to have like a lot of connections, like from his job, like for printers and things like that. So
yeah, he did. Yeah, I think he also has some weird underground connections through like Europe.
Yeah, it was weird. That's like UK shit.
Yeah, the stuff we don't get in these states over here.
Yeah. And then we got Chaotic. She's firing up a new schedule because she's going back to work on overnight. So she's kind of coming back to streaming after sorting through some back problems. So that's exciting.
Yeah. It's good to see her again. I try to host her up every time I get off. She's
just in time. Just in time for new Call of Duty.
Oh, I know, right? That's not
planned. Modern Warfare. New Modern Warfare stuff coming out.
I have. You know, here's the deal, though, is I'm so Call of Duty'd out, like, I don't know if I'm going to pick it up. That's my problem.
That's my thing. It's like, I haven't played a lot of Call of Duty in the past years. I'm due for one.
I would like to think that, but I don't know. It's just, it looks gorgeous. And I've seen people play some of, like, the beta, and it looks like they've really upped, like, the gunplay, which is really enticing me on it. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I say that now, but Shadowkeep comes out in 3 weeks. So, I mean,
let's be honest.
I probably won't say that in 3 weeks. Like, fuck Call of Duty.
Call of what? Call of Shadow Deep?
Call of Destiny? Call of Destiny? Call of
Destiny Duty? You got it. I'm on it.
And then
there's so many good games.
I know. And then Crouton got sponsored by Brain Juice.
Brain Juice, yeah, he did.
What is Brain Juice? Does anybody know?
I think it's an energy drink of sorts, but it's like an all natural energy drink, I believe. I gotta pull up a web browser here and I'll find out for
you. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Best brain supplements. Oh, there's all kinds of them. There's different flavors. There's a daily drink mix.
If they don't get it from actual brains, I'm upset about it.
But if it's not called like gamer fuel or gamer goo, how do you know that it's for gaming?
Like, if gamer goo came to me for a sponsorship, I would honestly have to think about it.
Right? Like,
I mean,
I don't know if I want to associate myself with that.
what board member was sitting at a table and went, guys, gamer goo. Yeah, that sounds great. That doesn't have any type of negative connotations at all.
Yeah. Come get your gamer glue, Rock City Roller Edition.
Gamer glue, now with rocks.
Oh my gosh. And then the last piece of Stream Team news, Mr. Emperor Palpastream is the newest member of the 2000 Club.
Yeah, we hit it, what was that, a week ago? It's weird.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that, thank you.
Why is
man.
It weird? It's just like 1900, except 100 more.
Well, it's because, you know, it's a number, regardless of whether you focus on it or not, it's a milestone. It's it's a partnership milestone. And so it's still, it's one of those things you're like, when you first start streaming, and this is something that when you first start streaming, no one really knows. Yeah. You're like, I got 100 followers. And you're like, I'm never going to hit that 2000. And then you hit that 2000 and you're like, what the fuck? Did this really, am I really here? Did I do this?
Yeah.
Crazy.
See, now when I started, it was 750, and I was like, I'm never gonna hit 750. And then I hit 750. They're like, hey, we're moving it to 2000. I'm like, son of a bitch.
you and I were in the same boat because I was like 50 off from 750, and then they changed it, and I went, what? Come on.
It was like the night before they announced the increase that I hit 750.
Oh.
I'm like, well, son of a bitch, like. I'm applying for partner now anyways. Like, I'm just taking a shot.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. Yeah,
spoiler
partnership.
Spoiler alert,
man.
It didn't work.
Oh, it's hilarious. But no, it's awesome. It's good. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all you fuckers. So,
yeah.
Thanks.
It's crazy, man. This is all getting out of control.
Yeah, we're all nuts, dude. This is growing too fast.
We're all starting to look like professionals and this and that.
Oh, crazy. Professionalism. What's that?
I say that, but I popped into Devil's Stream before this and he had stickers all over his face, so I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
My favorite is when I go into Moody's and he's got cunt written on his face. And I'm like, well, here we go.
Stream loots giveth and the stream loots taketh away. Oh my gosh. Now we got some pretty big industry stuff coming up too. We got WASD's Streamer Awards coming up October 8th.
October 8th, everybody. Does everyone know what that is? I at first was super confused when it first came out, like her last years. I was like, what is this? And then I watched it and I was super excited. And then this year, like, it's like the damn Academy Awards for me.
Yeah. I forgot that there's probably a lot of people in the community that weren't around when the Streamer Awards went through last year.
Yeah.
It's like a full on award show.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you don't know what it is, make sure you're following WASD, WASD. You know, like, if you're a keyboarder, you know what that is. It's a great show. She celebrates the community on Mixer and streamers and content creators and all sorts of different categories.
Yeah.
Super fun, super entertaining. Definitely get in there and check it out.
And I believe there are several members of the One of Us community that have been nominated for awards.
I believe so, too. I don't have exact nominations, but I think we're going to see some familiar faces.
I know we had a very strong rallying cry for Insipid to get mod of the year.
I hope so. If he doesn't,
we're rioting. We're burning Mixer down.
Yep. Let's burn this motherfucker down, Pookie.
And by the way, it's mixer.com/itswasd, ITSWASD. So yes. Make sure you go follow that. That's where the award show is going to be. It's going to be October 8th. I don't have the time, but if you go to WASD's page, I'm sure it's on there. If not, it's on our Twitter. Definitely, definitely don't miss that.
No, you don't want to. It's a joy, and it's a huge community building thing too. I mean, if you're hanging out and chat and watching, having a good time, you're gonna meet people that you never thought you'd meet.
I've got to touch base with her and see about rebroadcasting it on my channel too.
Ooh, good call.
It'd be fun. Get it on both platforms. Let people know how Mixer rolls.
I like that. I like that.
And then for our UK community members, they've got EGX coming up October 17th through the 20th at the XL. I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm assuming people that live near it know. But I think like Obi and Moody and a bunch of community members are going to be there.
Yeah, a bunch of guys from the UK are going to be there. I know Obi, yeah, he said Moody, definitely. There's going to be a ton of people from the community. Great area if you...
Yeah, from what Moody said, it's kind of like PAX for the UK.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's being held in London, and tickets are still on sale. So you can go to egx.net, pick up tickets. If you are going, right, if you're going to EGX and you hear this or you're listening to this now live, hit up Moody or Obi. And I'm sure they're going to be really interested in meeting up with as many community members as they possibly can. So, definitely reach out if you're planning on going there. So yeah, you got any other news that needs to be brought up?
Not that I can think off the top of my head. I mean, that's a lot of good community news there besides, just the growth of people that are streaming.
Yeah. We're going to do achievements towards the end, but I wanted to do. That's kind of like the news portion, right? You're a TV guy. You should understand this, right? That's the news portion.
Yeah. That's the news. Yeah, you get the hot topics out real quick, and then you get into the deep stuff. Yeah.
But then I wanted to have a bit of a discussion.
I like it.
And you know more about this topic than I do, so like I want to get you to kind of give me the rundown summary of it, and then we discuss it. But Mixer recently rolled out a channel verification system. And from what I gathered, it's kind of like the HR orientation to streaming. This is what you should and shouldn't do. Watch a video, go into review, this and that. What exactly does it all entail? What did you have to do? What's the plan for it?
So I got into the early portion of it. So there's a couple of different steps you had to do, but effectively you go to your broadcast page for Mixer. And you follow these steps that it shows you, and then it plays a video for you, just like you said, an HR video. And this video is really kind of what Mixer is looking for in a streamer and a content creator on their platform, and like the do's and don'ts. Don't be a negative shit, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, and this is coming from somebody that's, been streaming for a bit, and I get that. You don't go on and just, spit out hate speech. You just don't do that. But it does it in a really, really fun and easy way to understand.
Okay.
And it's kind of a review process now. So anybody that has been streaming, they didn't get into the early access of it. You go to the broadcast page, you watch this video, and then for 24 hours, your channel gets reviewed. Which is interesting. A lot of people are kind of confused by it, but if you ever want to be a partner, that's something you're going to have to expect, because they're going to review your channel for weeks if you try to apply for partner
without you knowing.
Without you knowing, exactly. They'll be there in the background.
They have the technology to not show up in your viewer list.
Yeah, it's amazing. They own the platform.
Yeah.
And so
it's not like they can just not log in.
Yeah. You can just pull it up, wouldn't be a viewer. But yeah, so they review your channel for 24 hours I think a lot of this is automated stuff to make sure you're not saying anything negative or outside of the realm of racism and stuff. And once that's done, you just refresh your stream key and you re-upload it, and then you can start streaming again.
Very cool.
I kind of like it. I think it's pretty cool. I think it really hones in on not just having any Joe Schmo And I'm not trying to be negative, but it makes it to where not just anybody can hit record and be like, I'm going to throw my face on the internet. It's kind of a barrier. People call it, you know, being censored, and it's not that. It's being human. You know, you be decent to other humans. No one walking out on the street wants to hear somebody, you know, saying dirty shit, and then, you know.
I mean, there might be some people walking out on the street that want to hear that, but they don't need to be streaming it on the internet, especially.
Nah.
So yeah, I mean, exactly. I think we all know that, you know, Mixer's viewership tends to be a younger crowd, and I think this is a good way to protect that, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's that's important. I think it's interesting to have the idea of having a 24-hour lock. Like, I'm locked right now. I can't stream to Mixer if I wanted to.
Right.
Because I forgot all about the early program. And then somebody was like, hey, you should have done this by now. If you didn't, you can't stream. I'm like, oops. Guess I'm not streaming.
Oh, no. But
yeah. I don't know. I guess I could go both ways, right? Like, I can see, like, from devil's advocate standpoint, like, I can see how it's kind of like the big brother kind of trying to observe everything type of deal.
Right.
But at the same time, I think, as we've talked, like, there's a lot of questionable stuff that happens on Mixer. And I think ever since Ninja moved over, they've had a large influx of streamers. So I'm interested.
They want to protect their investment one way or another.
No.
And albeit, like, that's one thing that, and you've brought this up, and I completely agree with you, is that Mixer is still a business.
Yeah.
Above anything else, it's still a business, and it's an investment for a company. It's not like it's just a website you go to stream on, and it is, but it goes deeper than that. And I think for the people that are serious about it, this makes perfect sense. It puts people into a mindset that this is what we want to see on this platform and why we want to see it on this platform.
Well, and I think a big piece of it is that, you know, they've talked about in the blog post of adding different types of monetization to more people.
And
if that's to go forward, you know, there needs to be some sort of a screening process so that you don't just have any other person coming in here and doing different things that, because they know they can make a quick buck. Right.
Yep.
And just as much as like
coffee life.
And just as much as like, you know, check here to ensure you're not a robot. As much as that stops, you know, bot accounts and things like this will stop a lot of the more questionable stuff that would happen.
Right.
And I think it'll help in that sense, and it might help them get a better rollout of those types of monetization features.
There'll be, yeah. So, like, it's, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And it's not that you can't just start up a Mixer account and do whatever the hell you want. You're eventually, you know, probably going to get banned, but, you know, it's still that guideline, and it's that this is the type of platform we want. And not to mention that Mixer is really, really big on getting away from toxicity. That is something that they don't want on the platform. And I fully support it. I think it's amazing. I think it's a solid idea.
It's a valiant goal to reach for.
Very much so.
Again, it's the internet. Like, you know, so I think, like, expectations have to be tempered in that sense of, you know, we're going to be the platform that's just not toxic. That's great, you know, but as the platform grows, which it needs to grow, you know, it's going to be harder. Mm-hmm. It's going to become harder and harder to control it as much as you're able to now with, you know, with a smaller platform.
Right, and it's not going to get rid of it 100%. I don't think that's possible on the internet.
No. I mean, you're gonna see it anyway. I mean, you can't say there's no toxicity, you know, on Mixer. Like, I've seen some really shitty stuff happen on Mixer, but I think the as long as they continue to foster this community, of, you know, anti-toxicity, then what happens is, you know, the community weeds does its own moderation type of deal, right? So that, that type of toxic attitude doesn't stay on the platform because it's not at the responsibility of Mixer's level to take care of it. The community is kind of sorting itself out.
Right. I agree. I agree 100%.
I just thought it was interesting.
No, it came out of the blue though, and like a lot of people knew about it, but like for the people that weren't partners or, you know, in the mix.
It did feel like it came out of the blue, didn't it?
Right, it did. It was like, oh, okay. I'll do this.
By the way, in 2 weeks you won't be able to stream for 24 hours. You're like, whoa, hold up. Because like the early opt-in deal. The early opt-in deal was not mentioned in the original blog post. They're just like,
it was not.
They're like, you're gonna have to do verification or you're not gonna be able to stream for 24 hours. And even I looked at that like, what? Really? Like that seems kind of odd.
Right. That was the first thing I read. And I was like, this is a little strange, but
yeah. I kind of want to stream though.
what if I have a schedule that I try to keep and I can't get around this?
So that's crazy, but I mean it seems like, I mean obviously I haven't had to go through the system, but it seems like everything went off without a hitch.
Thus far, I mean, as far as I can tell, I did the early opt-in and I did the thing, watched the video, reset my stream key, and well, I'm clearly live now, so.
Which in itself is kind of amazing, like for them to have to, you know, review and authorize that many channels, you know, and for it to go through pretty easily.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
I wonder, it makes me wonder the numbers, like altogether, like how many, like numbers I don't know and I just have to estimate, but like how many people actually are going through it, and like if this is actually like a process to wean out channels that haven't been live in a certain amount of time and shit like that.
That could be it.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm banned. I don't even know it.
Rock's banned. Listen, if Whiskey can stream, I think we're all golden. Let's just put it that way. That's he's our bar, all right. If we
especially because right, he only streams once a week and he started the Tango Talks. So if they were to go review his VODs, they're gonna see a Tango Talk.
There's the Tango Talk of him trolling other streamers. good stuff.
That's interesting. Very, very cool though. I mean, at the very least, like that's something that's new for the industry. So, at the very least, they're making news, right?
That's what matters, man. With Ninja coming over, you gotta.
I haven't talked to you really much about it. How did you feel about the Ninja move?
I was blown away by it at first. I didn't think, so like I knew something was happening. Like I follow Ninja, you know, I'm in circles where like people talk about stuff and he's got things to mention. And I was like, this guy's gonna open up his own streaming service or some shit. There were so many rumors.
Right? Yeah.
Watched that video of him going, I'm gonna be streaming on Mixer exclusively. I went, what the fuck?
Right.
Like that's, it blew me. It was perfect, and that's all I can say about it. It came at the perfect time,
yeah.
Perfect reason, and he is probably smarter than most people give him credit. Business wise,
at first I was like, "This seems like a strange move, right?" I feel like there was something that I was missing, because I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's nothing against Mixer, but like. When you're the biggest streamer on the biggest platform,
why give it up?
What else do you got to do? You know what I mean? And like this whole, he wants to come help build the platform. Ninja's a smart businessman, right? He realizes that the platform is just there to make him money, right? And he's there to make them money. And this isn't friendship hunky-dory bullshit, right? But then I started watching him. And I think like it started to click for me, right? Is that he came over, right? He signed this contract, whatever this contract is, right? That gives him a paycheck, a salary.
Yeah.
Right. So now
he's been doing it for years already. So like it's
used to it. Like if you've got a salary, your viewership doesn't fucking matter. I mean, it does, right? But like, you can play different games. You can get away from Fortnite. You can play WoW. You can play Minecraft. You can enjoy video games again.
You can enjoy video games. Exactly. That was just it. You can enjoy video games again.
And you can still be relaxed, right? And know that your family's taken care of, like your bills are covered. You know what I mean?
And I get that there's money behind it, but I don't think it's all about the money. I think,
Listen.
The guy's got money already between all the deals he has signed outside of streaming. Like, it's not, I don't think
We can kumbaya all we want, right? But when you're at that level, right, and this is your job, it's all about the money. Like, it is.
I think
there is still that artistic portion of it, right? Where we all kind of find this as like our creative outlet, and being able to stream the games that you want to stream is important.
Right.
And so I'm sure just like how I pick jobs based on like paid time off and benefits and things like that over just money, like he's thinking about that too.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure like you said, it is, there's money involved and whatnot, but like, there's still that. I worked a job for 12 years and by the end of it, I was miserable. And so the next job I went to, I wanted to make sure I liked what I was doing. And it was something that I could continue doing and continue liking until I was ready to, you know, retire or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at it from his standpoint. He's young. I mean, he's younger than I am. So, like, if you can make that choice at that age to be able to go do what you want and play the games that you want to do, but still have financial backing and viewers and grow a platform and be another name on another system, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely do it. And honestly, watching his streams on Mixer, I enjoy them more than I've ever watched them on Twitch, to be honest. Like, at least by the end of his time on Twitch, he seems more my type of streamer on Mixer, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, brown nose or anything like that, but he just seems more relaxed to me.
Yeah,
maybe I don't catch him at the right times. Maybe that's what it is. I lurk a lot. I have to.
I've always been a fan of his. Like, I've never tried to like talk in chat, obviously. But I've always been a fan of his in a sense that I find high-level Fortnite gameplay extremely fascinating. And he always plays at a very high level. You know what I mean? I find that part fun to watch. But like as a personality, I don't really know it because I don't really watch him for that.
Right. Well, he was one of the first streamers I ever watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know the crowd that streamers that I've watched. Way back before he even started streaming and whatnot, and he just happened to be one of the ones that was in a match one day, and I was like, all right, let's check him out. And I watched him. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Cool. He's a cool guy. I don't know. Maybe it's a maturity thing. Maybe he's come here to mature. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not him, so, you know, can't make all the decisions, I suppose.
I mean, either way, when you're making that kind of money, it's hard to make a bad decision.
Oh, dude, fuck.
Absolutely. I mean, what, he just signed a sponsorship deal with Adidas?
Yeah.
The fuck?
What?
What? But like, seriously, like,
think about that though.
You want to be a content creator and you want to make content creation a career, this man is blazing the path for you.
Yeah.
Right?
When I saw him on a Verizon commercial, I went,
yeah,
this guy is a gamer.
He's an NFL commercial, right? He's sponsored by Adidas. Like, he's branching out outside of gaming and giving legitimacy to this whole content creation and live streaming shit. Like, if you want to be a content creator as a career, like, this man should be your hero right now.
Yes, absolutely.
It's crazy.
100% agree with that. He's blazing a path, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to fall in his exact shoes, but
no. If you follow, it
gives me more confidence telling people that I am a content creator. I play video games and entertain people. That gives me confidence saying that. Whereas before, I could be like, oh, I play video games, and people would look down on you like, oh, you're an adult and you play video games?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I am. I'm an adult. I play video games. Yeah, what do you do? when you go home? When you sit on the couch? Like,
all right. I want, so this is something that we talked about last episode and I really wanted to get into. But I went back from like the last month or so and I picked out a bunch of items from the achievements channel in Discord, like, which is honestly one of my favorite channels, right? It's just where everybody posts all the amazing things that we've accomplished so that we can celebrate with each other. So I made a little list of them. The first one I've got here is Curly Dino. She hit over 3,600 followers. And recently, we got hooked up with a Razer affiliate partnership.
Congratulations, Curly Dino. Holy shit.
3,600 followers. That's insane.
That's insane. That's insane. And getting a Razer partnership.
I know. I'm a PC gamer. I don't even have a Razer partnership.
I use a Razer mouse. That's about all I got for you.
What am I doing?
Yeah. What are you doing, Rock?
I could actually use this crap.
I'm fucking making podcasts. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, where's my microphone deal? MXL, give me a call. All right?
Dude, I can't wait. You're going to get a mic deal one of these days, and you're going to start doing voiceovers and shit, and you're going to have, like, professional grade.
I need a Go XLR sponsorship. That's what I need.
Ooh, dude, that new Go XLR Mini. I'm eyeballing it.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's gonna be like my Christmas present to myself.
For the price of it, ooh, I don't need all the fancy functions.
I mean, now I've got all these fancy lights down here. It's like it has more lights on it. It's, you know, it fits.
It does, dude. Your stream setup's sick. I'm jealous. I'm not gonna lie.
And then we got It's Dex made Twitch affiliate last week.
Ooh, so that's, congratulations,
that's
Dex.
Pretty awesome.
For
people that don't know, Twitch affiliate comes with 3 concurrent viewers average for, I believe, a week. 100 followers. And you got to stream for like 12 days or something like that. So very, very good jump off for Dex coming over on Twitch.
Hell yeah, Dex.
He's been,
congratulations,
he's been,
that's awesome,
on Siege as well.
Has he? Fuck yeah, yeah. Dude, Siege? Fuck yeah, man.
And this next one you actually had involvement with, but Faded Angel hit the 100 follower mark, and apparently you were the 100th follower.
I was the 100th follower.
That's pretty awesome.
I was her 100th. Yeah, don't tell my wife that. Yeah, she was 100 followers, and she's one of the locals. I got to meet her. It was really, really fucking fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was.
How many of y'all are down in Knoxville?
I don't know, like 5, 6, 7 of us, something like that.
Son of a bitch. And of course, now I'm in a job that I don't go to Knoxville like twice a year anymore.
Yeah, no shit. Well, you had better change your jobs just for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna call my old employer back. Be like, yo. Remember me?
Hey, I want to go to Knoxville.
Yo, let me get that job back. And then Hadriel hit 1,400.
1,400?
And became a StreamLoot's partner.
He did.
So
another incredible content creator. Congratulations, Had. That's also incredible.
And then listen to these numbers. Listen to these rapid-fire numbers, right?
Here
Silas
we go.
Nix. 1350 and a Nitrato partnership. Squeege hit 1800. Sharky B hit 1800.
Damn.
Like, that's insane numbers. It's crazy. Yeah.
Damn.
So it and on top of all that, like, everybody was, you know, super, super happy to share all this stuff in our Discord and celebrate with us. You know,
be part of the community, the one of us.
Yeah, Hayden 9867. He hit 300 today.
Yeah.
And actually I just looked. Curly, I said 3600. She's over 3700 now. It's, you know, I must have been a week late or something like that. This is what happens when I try to pull notes ahead of time. It's unbelievable. Marine Venture hit 900. Tingles hit 400. Baza at 15.
I think Squeege is at 19 or something like that now.
Is he at 19 now? See, I pulled the numbers like a couple of days early, and now I'm like 100 followers behind on everybody. It's insane.
Nuts. That's freaking nuts, guys. Like, I'm speaking to you as if you're more than one person, but I'm speaking to the whole community. It's crazy. It blows my mind. It boggles my mind.
Yeah. So, like, definitely, like, everybody, like, keep posting your achievements. And, like, it doesn't just have to be follower numbers, man. I mean, if you get hosted by Hype Zone, you get, you know, anything that you're excited about, like, throw it in that achievements channel and let us celebrate it. And I'm going to try and do a section on this monthly podcast and just, you know, pull some people's achievements and get a chance to talk about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is what this podcast was for, right? This podcast was originally designed to highlight amazing things that this community does and the amazing people in it. And having this monthly wrap up and yeah. Cheers to everybody in this community right now.
100%. 100%. And thank you all for being fucking amazing people all around. I mean, well, have we talked about PBS in a while? Like, when is?
I want to get Tingles on another episode. We started to schedule one, and then like my schedule went to shit, and it's like, you know. But yeah,
he's an incredible guy.
I posted something in PBS the other day, man. It is insane to read some of these stories and the fact that people are willing to share these stories,
to divulge such personal information, but feel comfortable enough to do it. It blows.
Yeah. But that's community.
It doesn't
right?
blow. It blows my mind, but it,
but like that's community. Like 100%. Like right. That's what a community is, right? It's not just a group of people that share a Discord. It's a group of people that can share their lives, you know, ups and downs, and navigate the roller coaster of, you know, life together, right? So, you know, we go from the achievement sections where we celebrate all the great things, all the highs, right? And then we go to PBS and we help each other through the lows. And that's 100%. Like I couldn't have asked for more. In a community for us to have built. Like it's awesome.
Love the evolution of this community. Absolutely love it. Freaking incredible.
Should we get into some questions? Awesome. Finish the night out?
Fuck yeah, let's do it. There were some weird ones in there.
That fucking that fucking hour went real quick.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah. 8-bit Elliot asked, Big Spoon or Little Spoon?
Big Spoon, man.
Yeah, it's the same. It's no questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
XX420 no scopes XX asks, rumor is Whiskey Tango hates Rock City Roller, and that's why he didn't want to be on the podcast. Discuss.
Well, I mean there's no discussion there, is there?
I don't know, man. I mean he made a pretty, you know, lame excuse about having to, like, I don't know, go away and spend a weekend away with his wife or something like that. It all seemed like poppycock to me, you know?
Yeah, listen, his wife's always going to be there.
Yeah. Right? Ask for one hour a month.
he would actually probably want to be here. Like he's probably hanging out. 9 o'clock rolls around. Yeah. And his like fucking wife or sitting here watching TV. I could be drinking whiskey and talking to Rock.
Yeah. So I mean, that was a great question. 420 no scopes. I don't know who you are. You know, you just joined the Discord server randomly today, and then posted that question, and we didn't hear anything from you again. But you seem like a really intelligent individual.
Afterwards,
he says, our Discord banner is sick. I have to agree with him. It is pretty dope. So. seems like a pretty good guy. Yeah, so if you guys see XX420 no scopes. Give him what's up.
Yeah, give him a huge what's up. He may go by another name, but make sure you give him a
big
what's up.
I doubt that's what he go. I'm pretty sure that's what he goes by all the time. So Whiskey asked a couple that I think were directed towards you. He says, have you ever been tempted to tamper with the teleprompter?
I have tampered with the teleprompter before.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Can you legally tell the story?
I can't, because it wasn't for anything like on broadcast. This was back.
It wasn't a Ron Burgundy scenario.
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't at the same time. This was back in college when I was learning like television and camera work and all the broadcasting stuff. And the group I was in, we had two different groups and we all had to come up with these different scenarios and whatnot. We had to use a teleprompter and do a news like broadcast. And so one group does the news broadcast, the other people run all the stuff in the background, and then we switch. Well, when we switched, I made sure to put on some really random words. They weren't very kind words. They were very,
excellent.
Derogatory, if you will, in nature. And definitely had the professor of the class talk to me afterwards and say I had to do some things to make up for it. I can't say any of the things that I put on the teleprompter here because that would be bad. So
yeah. Especially if you're in review.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, for your 24-hour review.
The 24-hour review. Absolutely.
How much would it cost to buy an OOU commercial spot?
Do we have OOU commercials?
I don't know. But if we're gonna get on network TV, I'm sure we could edit something up real quick.
Here's the deal. It comes in different price ranges. We want to get a local spot. If you want to get a local spot, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
easy, easy money. If you want to get national spot, man, you're thinking you're in the upwards of like $500 to a couple thousand dollars for Prime.
Yeah, but what's the homie hookup price?
I don't have a homie hookup price.
you're my homie, and you're gonna hook us up. You know. $350.
It's a dinner and a lots of alcohol. I'll give you whatever advertisement you want.
You guys heard it here first. Make sure you watch the Super Bowl this year. the last one Whiskey asks is, what's your favorite beer and favorite whiskey?
Oof. Favorite beer is going to be Bearded Iris. They have an IPA. It's delicious. Hands down, one of my favorite IPAs ever.
What's it called? Bearded Homestyle? Iris?
Bearded Iris is the brewery, and the beer in the IPA is called Homestyle. The Nashville brewery.
Interesting. Oh,
delicious. I still owe some people that beer that I have not sent out, like Escape from New York. He's been asking for it for like a solid 6 months.
You know, if you send some to him, it's not that far off to divert it to me. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out
there. Hey, double shipment. Here we go.
ooh, giggity.
Hey, yeah. Favorite whiskey? I'm not a connoisseur of whiskey. I've been drinking something cheap. It's like $18 for a handle, and ooh. it's called Benchmark 8.
Benchmark 8.
Benchmark 8. And
it could be really good depending on how many benchmarks there are.
It's the benchmark for cheap fucking whiskey.
So there's like 100 benchmarks, and this is benchmark number 8.
8, yeah, right. It's done by the people that do Buffalo Trace. And, so you know the name Buffalo Trace. It's the same distillery. And I feel like it's just like they're like, we got shit left over. Let's get rid of it. And they sell it for dirt cheap. And it's fucking amazing. In fact, that's what I'm drinking on tonight.
Nice.
What about you? This is, we're gonna go back and forth on this. What's your favorite beer?
So my favorite beer used to be Hop Slam.
Yeah.
But now Hawks comes out in the spring and visits us every year. And we go to this local brewery called Roar Box. It's a little brew house. It's just local to the area. But they make us
Roblox?
Roar Box. But they make a spring seasonal. It's a double IPA called Space Kitty.
Sounds amazing already.
I think it's actually like it's surpassed Hop Slam for me, which Hop Slam's been my favorite beer for like, I don't know, 10 years. So like that's saying something.
And but Hop this year, fucking good.
But this year we got like, I don't know, we got like 30, like a 30 rack essentially of Hop Slam. And then like a case of Space Kitty, and like it was all in my fridge. So like one night we were raiding on Destiny, and I grabbed a couple of beers, and I had a Hop Slam, and then I had a Space Kitty, and I'm like, you know what? I think the Space Kitty's better. But so that's my favorite beer right now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But yeah, as far as whiskeys, man, I don't drink much whiskey. I do like a glass on the rocks with a splash of water, but usually like I'll drink Jameson. Like I'm just I'm a simple folk.
You need to pick up a bottle of Buffalo Trace, keep it in your house. You'll like it. It's about $30. Not bad.
Really good. Not bad. I'm gonna try it. So the company I work for, we have a house brand called Recipe 21. And I was able to buy our blended rye whiskey from like a bodega sale for like, I don't know, $5 of fucking $7.50. And that one's not too terrible. So that's what I've got in the decanter now. But I'll try Buffalo Trace next because this doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. All right. Hell yeah.
Moody asked, what's the craziest thing either of you have ever done?
Jeez. I don't know if I can say it on. On a live podcast.
What's the craziest thing that you can legally talk about that you've ever done?
I've climbed inside of a volcano before.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah, that's about the craziest thing I can say that's not like, you know, pushing the bounds of legality. Yeah. So I grew up in the Northwest and the Pacific Northwest, and Mount St. Helens, if you guys don't know what that is, it blew up in 1980. Huge, yep. Huge mountain. The only volcano in America besides, you know, what, Hawaii, whatever Krakatoa is or whatever that is. Anyways, so at one point, I don't think you can do it anymore, but you used to be able to climb inside the actual dome, like everything that's blown off. You used to be able to climb up there, free climbing, climb in and walk around. They've since blocked it off. So, you know, buds, we went up there and hiked up into it. And this is when I was, you know, younger and more capable of not feeling pain. So we climbed into it and hung out for a little bit, and then we camped down at the crest, and it was awesome. Good time. What about you, Rock? What you
I'm got? I'm gonna be honest, like, of things that I can legally talk about, I don't know.
I like that legality is our biggest issue right here.
Just because, like, I'm not sure what the statute of limitations is in Michigan, so. I mean, I did a lot of dumb shit in college, obviously. None of it alcohol-fueled at all, of course.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I mean, luckily, we were lucky enough that everything was centered around, like, school, right? So I never had to worry about, like, driving anywhere or anything like that, but. Yeah, I mean, we definitely did some crazy shit. I think like one of the craziest ones was like the last night of the semester. Like we were all going home the night before, and we were walking back from a party, and we found a random mattress like laying on the road, like somebody put it out in the garbage, and so we dragged it down to the school parking lot and lit it on fire and sat and drank a bottle of whiskey and. Watch the mattress burn until the sun came up over the school.
The shit you do when you're young, man.
Yeah, right. Like, we could have just as easily just built a bonfire in our backyard, but no, like this seemed like, you know, having it be more work was way better idea.
Yeah, and it's something you don't normally light on fire. Like that's the enticing thing right there.
In fact, you know, like because I don't even think it wasn't even a mattress, right? Because the mattress would have burnt well. It was the box spring, right? So it burned like really slow. So like to get it to go, like we were like trying to clean out our house. So like we went and grabbed like random shit, like cleaners and stuff to like throw in it, like and like smash these like these like glass bottles of cleaner onto this to try to get it to blow up, and like nothing worked, obviously.
You realize how little things are flammable when you're trying to set something on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, like you go through like these fire safety, like everything in your house is explosive and deadly and lights on fire instantly. And you go try to burn all this shit and none of it works.
No, no. You know what does work though is you know those like ramen noodles that are in a cup, like the dried ramen noodles.
Yeah.
That shit will, you can start a fire with that stuff. I had a bud and I, we were out trying to start a bonfire. And no one brought anything to start a bonfire. And we were rummaging through my Suburban at the time and found one of those. And we went and tried and light it. And that started the bonfire, and it went on for a while. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But yeah, that's like probably, let's be fair. That's the only crazy thing I can remember doing.
Right?
Okay, let's qualify that a little bit.
There's got to be somewhere where you can hire like somebody to. It's probably a bad idea. Like, yeah. If I were to ever make a biography, there's no way people would be able to like actually identify if any of these things are real or not. I'm going off of memories and photos, guys.
Yeah, you need to hire like a designated like cartographer for special nights. Like your 21st birthday, you need to have somebody following you around so they can let you know what happened the night after. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a couple days, just remind you every year they get paid on a yearly basis.
Exactly. Daedric Angel asked, if asked to perform stand up at a prison to punish inmates, would you?
100%. Asshole. No, I'm just kidding. I love that that's the ongoing joke. I should have never brought that shit up.
One of those things you're never going to live down.
Nope, ever. Ever.
What would you say your spirit animal is?
Mine, sloth, hands down.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a lazy motherfucker, man. What about you?
I think I'd be a cat, as much as I hate cats.
Yeah?
Because, like, I come across as a dick, but I'm really not. I'm just misunderstood.
You just want to be cuddled and scratched and have your own...
Yeah. Like, just, yeah. You know, scratch my belly. That's all I need.
Just love on me when I love on you. That's all I want.
R2D's Nuts asks, how does it feel to have cheated death and to make a return in episode 9? Only reason I'm assuming to knock out Rose.
Man, that's
a Disney storyline. I have no idea what's going on.
So this is Emperor Palpatine coming back for episode 9, the last episode to close out.
I got that
Skywalker saga.
Dense.
And Rose is hands down the worst character next to Jar Jar Binks. Actually, I would put her above Jar Jar Binks, and I hope to God Emperor Palpatine does kill her because I don't like her. Great person, the actress. Amazing person, horrible character. It feels great.
What's the best inside joke you've ever been a part of?
Oof. Oof. Ooh.
So I know mine.
Let me hear
yours.
Pretty
much the entire One of Us 1 year anniversary episode. Like that whole thing was just like one inside joke.
Next question.
Unlimited coats for Johnson. I think that's my favorite because like we share it with like the whole community, right? Like your chat is lighting up with these right now.
That honestly, like I know how stressing and like frustrating that entire episode was because you, and not just on like a, oh my god, we can't stay on a topic,
yeah,
but like you had like 4 or 5 different audio levels of inputs and just nonsense. And
well,
laughter.
And the other thing is like, I was only like 4 or 5 episodes into the podcast at that time.
Oh,
and so like,
right.
I still had this like thought where like I cared about like audio quality. Whereas like now it's like nobody cares. Like they just want to hear the podcast. But yeah, like that took me 14 hours to edit. Because like what a lot of people don't realize is when you've got 6 audio tracks, right, and somebody says something funny, everybody laughs. Well, that much laughter just becomes overwhelming. So what I had to do is like anytime that there was like a loud, like a large laughter for a joke or something like that, I would pick like 3 people and they would get to laugh at that joke and everybody else had to shut the fuck up. And I would cut their audio out just so that it was like it was more easy to listen to. And then the same thing, like when people started talking over each other, like there was so many times where like everybody was talking and they couldn't hear anything. So I would just like cut Obi out and like cut Brew out and like Emperor would like Palp would talk. Right. And then like, oh, it was such a mess.
It was still fun. You ready to do it again? Are we going to have a.
Well, yeah, because now that I've got Craig, like this would be a piece of cake. Like get everybody in the Discord call, fucking join Craig up. Right. And I'm gravy. Let's go.
Let's fucking do it. And then you can go up and down. Hell yeah. We do need to set that up again. Now that we have a bigger team.
To be honest, I mean, if you think about it, right? And I never thought, like, this is a big milestone for a podcaster. And I didn't think that I would ever get there. But, like, it looks like we might actually make it. We're, like, 3 months away from, like, a 1 year of this podcast being on a weekly basis.
Yeah. How many episodes are you on? What episode are you on?
So of official episodes, right? So I don't count like the mini pods or anything like that as episode numbers. This is episode number 38. So this will be the 38th week that we've released a podcast episode.
That's crazy.
And the fact that you know the fact that we really haven't missed, I don't think we've missed a week yet.
No, you fucking knocking out of the park, dude. This is some serious shit.
Like,
and
this episode is like a mistake, like not a mistake, but like a scramble of a scramble, right? Because the whiskey on the rock started when Captain Cripple had to cancel on me 4 hours before. I got whiskey to jump in, and we started these, right? And they become a monthly thing. And then whiskey bailed on me last night. And then you jumped in, right? Also, that we don't miss a week. And
which is like, awesome. I'm all right. Well, it's the same like with that fucking when you had, you were like, dude, we got to get a week in here. And you're like, can you interview me? And I was like, let's do it. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. Let's do it.
So, I mean, it's, but I mean, people like, I swear, like, we could do like a social experiment, right? If I just like, maybe one day I'm just going to set it so that the podcast doesn't release till like 10 o'clock. And see how many people come in my chat and are like, yo, where the fuck's the podcast?
Well, that happened one day. Like, people have thought it was going to come out early or something like that. And I don't know whose stream it was in. Maybe it was in Rob's or somebody's stream. And they were like, where's the podcast at? Where is it at? And people were like, it doesn't release until 9. But we want to listen to the podcast. And I was like, it's not out yet.
Can't do shit. What do you want?
Hold up. Just chill. Tell your shit.
But yeah, so I mean, from that point, like that would be December, and then you know, end of January would be the 2 year One of Us anniversary show.
Man, that will be, won't it?
I'm getting twitches just thinking about it.
Oof. Oh man, and we still have like this team could grow by then. Like, oh,
tell me about it.
Oh man,
it's crazy, man. I love podcasting, right? And I thought that this idea would be really well accepted by the community because it's obviously built for the community, but I never expected this kind of support from everybody. So it's kind of crazy.
It is. You've gone on to do some other podcasts, haven't you? You've done.
Yeah, man. And like, as somebody that runs a podcast, right? First of all, being invited to somebody else's podcast is kind of like an honor, right? Because that means like they respect you enough of what you do that they trust you on their show, right? But the other side is like not having to be the one driving like the show, like organizing everything and like moving things around. I just get to sit back and talk is like super relaxing.
It's gotta be a joy. Like, all right, I'm done talking, I can go to bed.
So here's one that I really wanted to ask you. What set of items would you buy that would make the cashier the most uncomfortable?
All right. Extra virgin olive oil. A box of extra thin condoms. 4 packs of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And a Lego Erector set with some My Little Ponies and a handful of green beans.
Yo, I was with you, and then you dropped the handful of green beans.
I mean, let's be honest here. All that shit's normal except for the condoms. You're like, all right, this guy's cooking up some shit and giving some toys to his kids. Wait a minute.
I was why? Like, you're like, extra virgin olive oil, extra thin condoms. I'm like, this is a very extra list, you know? And then we got into the My Little Ponies, and I'm like, all right, now it's kind of getting weird. But then I just, like, I visualized you not putting the green beans in a bag, you know, from the produce section and just taking a handful and just dropping them on the belt, like a mic drop.
You visualized it 100% how I would do it.
Yeah, just...
It would be the last item that would... do you need anything else, sir? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It reaches into his pocket. Handful of green beans.
Some of them snap because they've been in my pocket.
Listen, I know it broke, and there's like 16 now, but I only picked up 12, so you better only charge me for 12 green beans.
Like, here, I'm going to put the struggle to put one together.
Licking your thumb, like trying to get it to stick.
Hold on. You open the box of condoms, and you just shove them into one of the condoms. And then, like, now it's one green bean. What are you going to do?
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, on that note, this has been the One of Us Community Podcast. Live. And live went pretty well. This was fun.
I think it did. I like this live atmosphere. This is great. This is a good time.
I don't know, man. You might have replaced whiskey. And we'll have to see. You guys might have to, like, fight for the death.
Dude, we could so do more. So this is what I love about multi-dot rare drop or rare drop, whatever it is. Yeah. We could do this with more than just two people. Like,
yeah,
this could legit be a, you know, a three way or four way. You know, it'd be more than two people.
Yeah, no, dude, Red Drop is so wonderful.
Yeah, solid. If you guys aren't checking it out, use that multi command.
But yeah, more so way. This has been the monthly community update. It won't be called Whiskey on the Rocks for very obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I hope, and seriously, like, the people that are listening in chat right now, and audio listeners here next week once it gets released on Anchor, let me know what you think of this format. You know, we kind of focused more on stream team and community news, and going through people's achievements before we got into Discord questions. I know I had a lot of fun doing this. We obviously ran a little bit long. We're at about an hour and a half right now, but if people are enjoying these type of monthly updates, like, this will be the format.
Yeah, I like it. I dig it. I think this is fun.
Palp, I know we're on your channel, so you really don't have to tell those people where you are. But for everybody listening afterwards, and who might catch this later down the road, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on the internet?
So you can find me here on mixer.com/EmperorPalpastream. You can also find me on twitter.com/Palpastream. Just take out the Emperor. And then you got Rock City Roller over here. And why don't you tell me where you can find you at, Rock?
You can find me on Twitch, Instagram, and Facebook at Rock City Roller, YouTube at Rock City Roller TV, and Twitter at Rock City Roller 1.
Boom.
Lots of stuff been going on. I've actually not streamed Destiny almost all week.
That's are you all right?
Dude, I'm fucking hooked on Skater again. I go through like these modes where like I just I get super into filming Skater, and it's been really fun to stream. And like, I had a homie that I play with. He raided me on Wednesday while we were playing, and brought like, I don't know, 20 some odd people over, and it was pretty nuts.
Dude, understand that, man. I love going through games like that.
Yep.
All right, bud. So,
dude, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, community that watched live, and thank you again to everybody that listens to this on Anchor. Again, please reach out. Let me know what you guys think of this format, and this might be the way we go with the new monthly ones. Until then, I'm Roxy Roller, and this has been the One of Us Community Podcast. Bye.
Peace.